Logan Lamoran's here. He's standing by. Great Lions NFL insider. Wonderful Twitter feed. Just search Logan Lamoran there. He joins us on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm still trying to break down. Yeah, I'm doing well, thank you. But I'm trying to break down what seemed like three games in one for the Lions on Sunday.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And, yeah, for a while there, it looked like the Lions were completely out of it. You can tell the fans of the stadium, a lot of people left. And then I don't know how it happened. It just all of a sudden, you know, with a couple minutes left, you just have that realization that the Lions are still in this. And they came down to the wire and made for great entertainment. And I think it was, you know, exactly what Lions fans wanted out of this team. You know, yeah, it's always nice to have a win. But at the same time, given the expectations on the year, you just want to see – you know, some competition, and you don't want to see anyone giving up, and you want to see them playing to the last whistle and just making sure they're giving 110% effort. And I think they did that for the most part, just again, considering, you know, the talent level of this team.
What gives you hope outside they covered, which is amazing. If I would have bet on the Lions, I actually, on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, I bet against the Lions in the fourth quarter. It figures they scored 23 and they, but I'm willing, I'm sitting there watching it going, I'm willing to lose my $25 bet because I want the Lions to score this TD and go for two. And if they tie it and take it to overtime and they ended up somehow by the grace of the football gods of winning that game, it's a game you would have talked about the rest of your life as a Lions fan.
Oh yeah. Hands down. That would have been one of the best comebacks ever. You know, it would have been a great start to Dan Campbell's career as the Lions coach, and, you know, Jared Goff as well. Just would have been a great story. But yeah, I often hedge my bets as well a little bit by making bets on things I don't want to happen. And then if the opposite happens, you know, it's a win-win either way. So I get it.
Yeah, it was crazy. So from that game, moving forward, beginning Monday night, when they take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers at Lambeau, from week one, what gives you hope that this could be a better than advertised season than you thought, or what is a cold dash of reality where you're like, this will be an incredibly long season?
So I think the positive is that the rushing attack definitely looks legit, and that was the assumed strength of the team going into the year, just the offensive line, and then the loss of Taylor Decker, you kind of wondered how that was going to play out. But the Lions had no issues running the ball against a very good 49ers defense. And that's going to be the recipe for success with the Lions. They have to be able to run the ball. I don't think the downfield passing attack is ever going to really get there. There might be a few of those plays here and there, but they're going to have to be methodical. And if they can control the clock through that run game, it really bails out their defense quite a bit if they can keep the defense off the field. So that's what I really liked about week one, was just that the Lions offense, if they can control the clock, that's really going to go a long ways for them. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, you're looking at, you know, the negatives. And I just really thought the defense, you know, I didn't think it was going to be great by any means, but I thought they would have been just improved last year based off of a scheme change and coaching. And, you know, looking for younger guys to step up. And that really didn't happen. There wasn't many bright spots, if any, on the defensive side of the ball. And it might be a long season on defense again, just even with the scheme change and everything like that. So that was disappointing. I think, you know, hopefully they can correct some mistakes, but losing Jeff Okuda at the same time, that's not going to be an easy fix. So that's my biggest concern right now, is definitely still the defense.
Logan Lamoran here, SI.com, and also a Lions NFL insider joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. The loss of Okuda, and again, I'm not piling on somebody who got hurt, and we were waiting to see, and we didn't see it against the Niners even before he got hurt. I'm trying to figure out the secondary. And I know you have to play Okuda, and you did even before the Achilles, because he's a number three pick, which should have been Herbert And you look back on it now and you think he could have been the quarterback in waiting for Stafford. And if you're going to have the rebuild, Stafford then goes to L.A. and you still could have traded him, L.A., Carolina, whatever it could have been, could have, would have, should have. But this Lions secondary, their inability to tackle. They made some plays when they had to in that fourth quarter. But, man, I said all preseason long, oh, it's just preseason. Forget the tackling. This team will be fine. The back, you know, seven, just, you know, it's preseason, folks. And then I see early, you know, up until, what, midway third quarter, that same lack of tackling, linebackers looking lost, and secondary guys who look like they'd never played football.
Yeah, there are a few guys in the back, and, you know, I think Will Harris, the Lions coaching staff, talked him up and said he improved, but he looked like the same Will Harris that we've seen of old. Still missing tackles, like just his angles towards the ball carrier just are not good. There's a lot going on with Will Harris. If he's going to be your last line of defense, you have to have someone much more reliable back there. And I think even on the big touchdown play to Deebo Samuel, where Okuda, you know, finding the silver lining, I thought Okuda had good coverage. It was just a really difficult play to make because he couldn't turn his head back for the ball because of the position he was in. He would have had to turn his head completely 180 degrees, but he tried to play Deebo Samuel's hands, and Deebo Samuel made a play. And then at that point, that should be Will Harris, who is the deep safety, you know, being right there. And Will Harris just completely overruns the play and doesn't even come within a few yards of Deebo Samuel, and Samuel outruns him the rest of the way. So that was not great. And then Alex Anzalone, too, who the Lions are counting on, you know, he's horrible. Never been anything great, but he's been an okay linebacker his entire career. But in this Lions situation, they're now hoping that he's going to be something I think he isn't. So he had a rough game too. But there was, Amani Aruarie, to name another, there was a lot of guys who struggled on defense. And, you know, you just hope those younger players can develop and gain some experience and start stepping up and at least show improvement by the end of the season.
Yeah, Anzalone was named a captain by his teammates, so he had to bring it in offseason workouts and practices, and he looked flat out lost. A guy who was just a get after the ball sideline to sideline guy with the Saints, who Campbell and Glenn had watched and they signed and the team voted him a captain. TJ Lang, who's now on the Lions sidelines on the Lions radio network, sent out a video where he might have had one of the worst NFL plays as a linebacker that I've ever seen. He looked tentative. He wasn't going to the ball. He looked lost. It's film, as my son said, who's a ninth grade lineman and defensive player and left tackle. We watched that video, and he said, what, quote, ninth grader, what in the hell was he doing and where was he going? And TJ Lang, that was TJ Lang's tweet. I'm like, I had to look this up. Like, is that Anzalone? Is that a guy who was, you know, filling in for a play? I don't know. Who in the hell is number 34?
Yeah, and he struggled. And that's just, it's sometimes difficult to understand the linebackers, you know, what the responsibilities are if you're seeing something else. But, yeah, I know the play you're talking about. And it wasn't good. And he failed to make any type of big impact play. You know, if you're going to have some bad, at least have some good to go with it. But there was a lot more bad than anything good on his tape. And, you know, just leads you to wonder, you know, how far along, or how long before, I should say, is Derek Barnes going to be at least ready to step in and get some more playing time? Because he only played 5 snaps. But just looking at the linebacker play, you know, I think you have to give Derek Barnes a shot, you know, sooner than later.
Logan Lamarand here, Lions Insider, SI.com. Follow him on Twitter. So early thoughts. Well, it's not early now. It's midweek. You get the extra day of rest. They go to Lambeau. Speaking of lost and going in the wrong direction, Aaron Rodgers with his worst game, I think, as a Packers starting QB, and that's not hyperbole based on what happened against New Orleans down in Jacksonville. What are you thinking about this matchup right now on Monday night with the Lions and the Packers?
Yeah, I just, you know, hopefully that same Packers team shows up on Monday for the Lions, because it was very uncharacteristic to see what the Packers did, especially with Aaron Rodgers back there. It does make you wonder a little bit how much of the offseason drama was going on had impacted this, but it was just, I thought the Packers and I still do think they're the best team in the division because they have the talent. I just don't know what happened to them last week, and I think it's going to be a struggle for the Lions. Aaron Rodgers, you know, after having just a horrible week, you know, he's prime right now to have a bounce back week against this Lions secondary, and you just hope that the Lions can replicate what the Saints did and, you know, kind of follow their lead on some of the play calls and just the style of defense they were running to try to get Rodgers uncomfortable again. And just at that offense, Lions offense, let them control the clock and keep Rodgers off the field. That's what they're going to need to do.
Logan, always appreciate your time here on the Huge Show across Michigan. I'll keep retweeting and following you on Twitter.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.